Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 19. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, sono Francesca.
Ciao, sono Katie.
And we're back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian for you. Allora, come state oggi? Come stai, Francesca?
Molto bene, grazie. Tu, Mark?
Molto bene, grazie. Katie, come stai?
Sto bene, grazie.
Perfetto. Allora, oggi siamo alla stazione. Today we are in the...
station.
We are indeed, and we're going to be learning the useful words and phrases that may help you when you're traveling around in town, or indeed from town to town in Italy or any other Italian-speaking area. Allora, siamo pronti?
Sì, cominciamo.
Now, as with all lessons of Coffee Break Italian, we are going to be building on previously learned material and using the Italian that you already know to build these new sentences. Recently, we have been talking quite a lot about time and learning how to say at what time. For example, at what time does the cathedral open? Katie, can you remember how you would say that?
A che ora apre il Duomo?
A che ora apre il Duomo? Perfetto. Can you add a little to that? And can you say, can you tell me or could you tell me at what time the cathedral opens?
Mi potrebbe dire a che ora apre il Duomo?
Bravissima, Katie. Mi potrebbe dire a che ora apre il Duomo?
Perfetto. So we're going to use that a che ora again, but we're going to change our verb this time, because if we're talking about trains or buses, then we're going to be using a different verb. In fact, two different verbs. At the station, these trains will arrive and they'll depart. Let's start with arrive, because I think we've actually covered this before, haven't we? So arrive is?
Arrivare.
A nice are verb. Listen again.
Arrivare.
Now, when we learned how to say how much does something cost, we used the expression how much does it cost? Katie, how do you say that?
Quanto costa?
Quanto costa. So that costa there is from the verb costare. So when you're talking about something else, it costs, you say costa. So we reuse that pattern with arrivare. Arrivare, to arrive. And if we're saying it arrives, for example, the train or the bus, then we say arriva.
Arriva.
So at what time does the train arrive? Let's put that together from what we know. At what time?
A che ora?
Arrives.
Arriva.
The train.
Il treno.
At what time arrives the train?
A che ora arriva il treno?
So that's the way you would say, what time does the train arrive at? Or at what time does the train arrive? A che ora arriva il treno?
A che ora arriva il treno?
A che ora arriva il treno?
A che ora arriva il treno? Perfetto! So arrivare, the infinitive form of the verb, that's the verb that you find in the dictionary, becomes arriva. The train arrives. Il treno arriva.
A che ora arriva il treno?
A che ora arriva il treno?
So let's imagine the train arrives at 12 o'clock.
Il treno arriva a mezzogiorno.
Il treno arriva a mezzogiorno.
So straightforward enough. Mezzogiorno, midday, 12 o'clock. Now, the fact is that trains and buses are maybe more likely to arrive at very specific times. For example, 12:23, in which case that wouldn't be mezzogiorno, but...
Le 12. Le 12 e 23.
Listen again.
Le 12 e 23.
So, Katie, can you tell us the train arrives at 12:23?
Il treno arriva alle 12:23.
Perfetto.
Molto bene. Il treno arriva alle 12:23.
We may be talking about a train from a particular destination. So we could say that the train from Rome arrives at 11:47.
Il treno da Roma arriva alle 11:47.
Il treno da Roma arriva alle 11:47.
47, sì. 11:47. Alle 11:47. So, what about the train from Florence arrives at 5:13? Now, if we're talking about 5:13 in the afternoon, then what would happen there, Francesca?
Instead of 5:17.
We use the 24-hour clock when we're talking about trains and bus arrival times. So, the train from Florence arrives at... I've forgotten what time it arrives. 5:14,
you said?
5:14, okay.
Yeah. Il treno da Firenze arriva alle 17:14.
Il treno da Firenze arriva alle 17:14.
So what time would alle 5:14 be?
In the morning, 5 in the morning?
5:14 a.m. Exactly. Okay, so that's arrivare, to arrive. The fact is that when we're talking about train timetables and bus timetables, we're probably more likely to be wanting to know when the train departs. And to depart, obviously, has a different word. Francesca, come si dice to depart or to leave in italiano?
Si dice partire.
Partire.
So, to depart or to leave, partire. Now, going back to that pattern that we saw with arrivare becoming arriva, something slightly different happens with partire. It's an ire verb. It ends in I-R-E. So, Francesca, can you give us the word for it departs?
Mm-hmm. It's parte. Il treno parte.
Il treno parte.
So, partire, the infinitive, becomes parte, with an E at the end. The letter E, the sound E in Italian.
Parte.
Okay, so just if you're a little confused as to which letters we're talking about here, please have a look at the notes, or indeed in the video version, you'll be able to see this clearly. A che ora parte il treno? And this time it's for Rome, for Florence, for Bologna. So the word we're going to use is?
Per.
Per, just the same word we've used many times before. Un bicchiere di vino per mio padre. So Katie, how would you say, at what time does the train for Milano leave?
A che ora parte il treno per Milano?
Molto bene. A che ora parte il treno per Milano?
And if the answer was the train for Milan leaves at 10:32, how would we say that?
Il treno per Milano parte alle 10:32.
Perfetto. Il treno per Milano parte alle 10:32.
Now, if we are in the station, alla stazione, then we'll also need to know what platform the train might leave from. So, Francesca, can you give us the question, from which platform does the train for Milan leave?
Mm-hmm. The word for platform is il binario.
Il binario.
So, platform binario. From which platform leaves the train for Milan?
Da che binario parte il treno per Milano?
Da che binario parte il treno per Milano?
Perfetto. Da che binario parte il treno per Milano? Now, what we're saying here is da che binario, which literally means from what platform. In English, we probably would say from what platform does the train leave, or what platform does the train leave from, if we want a hanging preposition at the end there, which is probably not correct in English. However, in Italian, it's the same. You can say da che binario, but you'll also hear
da quale binario.
quale being the official word for which. So
yes.
From which platform does the train leave, or leaves the train, if we're translating literally. Mm-hmm.
Da quale binario parte il treno per Milano?
Da quale binario parte il treno per Milano?
But you'll also hear da che binario, and that's perfectly acceptable, Francesca.
Of course.
You okay with that?
Yes.
Perfetto, okay. Let's expand this a little and see if we can work out how you would say the train for Verona leaves from platform 7 at 10 past 12. Now, the one thing that we don't yet know here is what happens with from platform 7, because we need to say from the platform 7. We know the word for from.
Da.
Mm-hmm. And the platform is?
Il binario.
So can you work out, or can you guess perhaps, what would happen with da plus il? Similar to what happens with a plus il.
A plus il was al, mm-hmm. So is it dal?
Esatto. So from the platform 7.
Dal binario 7.
Okay, so now see, the train for Verona leaves from platform 7 at 10 past 12.
Il treno per Verona parte dal binario 7 alle 12:10.
Ok, benissimo. Il treno per Verona parte dal binario 7 alle 10:12. O alle 12:10.
Alle 12:10.
Oh, scusate.
We're really good with the Italian, but the train times were a little bit muddled with.
Sì.
Okay, so let's do one more. We'll give our listeners a chance to think this one through. The train for Venice leaves from platform 11 at 3:41. The train for Venice leaves from platform 11 at 3:41. Katie, can you work this one out?
I'll give it a go. Il treno per Venezia parte dal binario 11 alle 3:41.
Perfetto! Il treno per Venezia parte dal binario 11 alle 3:41.
Benissimo. Okay, we've talked lots about il treno, or i treni, the trains. Let's think about another mode of transport that we might need to take, and that would be a coach. Perhaps a coach from Venezia to Verona, or from Verona to Bologna, or wherever. That's quite a long coach, mind you. The coach in Italian is?
An interesting word. Il pullman.
Il pullman. Now, we should say that we're not advertising for a particular brand here.
No.
That's just the word that's developed in Italian for a coach. Il pullman, spelled P-U-L-L-M-A-N. Il pullman. So, we could say, at what time does the coach for Bologna leave?
A che ora parte il pullman per Bologna?
A che ora parte il pullman per Verona?
Okay, or at what time does the coach from, let's say, Genoa arrive? Katie, can you work that one out?
A che ora arriva il pullman per, no, da Genoa?
Genova.
Genova.
Genova. So in English, Genoa, but in Italian, Genova.
Genova, sì.
So a che ora arriva il pullman da Genova, if you're perhaps going to pick someone up at the bus station. So the bus station, or the coach station, la stazione...
Degli autobus.
Degli autobus. Sì. A little bit tricky. Even in a stazione degli autobus, there would be pullman.
Sì. There is also an Italian word, corriera. But it's a bit old-fashioned, so I think Italians would use pullman more often.
So corriera would be a word for a coach.
Yes.
Okay, and all of these items of transport, whether they're pullman, corriere, or autobus, mm-hmm. they all are associated with the stazione degli autobus.
Sì.
Do we ever see la stazione dei pullman?
You could find it, I guess. Yes.
Okay. So, la stazione degli autobus. It's gli autobus because it starts with a vowel. Gli autobus. Mm-hmm. And for of the autobus becomes degli autobus. La stazione degli autobus.
La stazione degli autobus.
But if we're talking about autobus, sometimes we don't take autobus from a station. We're more likely, perhaps, to take them from a bus stop in the town. So what is the word for the stop, the bus stop?
La fermata.
La fermata.
So the bus stop, la fermata dell'autobus.
Sì. Dell'autobus.
Dell'autobus. La fermata dell'autobus. So, Katie, how would you say, where is the bus stop?
Dov'è la fermata dell'autobus?
Excellent. Now, there's also another way we could ask a question about finding a bus stop nearby. We could say, is there a bus stop nearby? Which would be?
C'è una fermata dell'autobus qui vicino?
Perfetto. C'è una fermata dell'autobus qui vicino?
So with autobus and pullman, we can use those same verbs, arriva and parte. So for example, we might want to say, at what time does the bus for the Colosseum arrive? Katie, can you try that? The Colosseum is il Colosseo.
Yes, in Francesco's Café Culturale. I remember
certo.
That.
Oh,
brava.
A che ora arriva l'autobus per il Colosseo?
Perfetto.
Giusto.
And you did that correctly. You said l'autobus as opposed to il autobus. It's l'autobus because it begins with a vowel. L'autobus. A che ora arriva l'autobus per il Colosseo?
A che ora arriva l'autobus per il Colosseo?
Or indeed, at what time does the bus for the beach leave?
A che ora parte l'autobus per la spiaggia? Che bello!
A che ora parte l'autobus per la spiaggia?
Eccellente! Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so far we've talked about getting buses and trains and coaches and so on and looking at different arrival times, departure times. One thing that we need to talk about a little more is time itself, because we've not actually learned yet how to tell the time in Italian. There's lots more we can say about public transport. Some of that will be in our next lesson, but let's focus for now on how to tell the time. We know how to say the train leaves at 9 o'clock, for example.
Il treno parte alle nove.
Alle nove. But how would we say it is 9 o'clock, Francesca?
Sono le nove.
That's a word we've heard before. Sono literally means they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are the nine. Let's try it again.
Sono le nove.
Sono le nove.
And it's 10 o'clock. Katie, I'm sure you can work that out.
Sono le dieci.
Sono le dieci. What about it's 2 o'clock?
Sono le due.
Okay. Now we've also heard 2:30, for example.
Sono le due e mezzo or mezza.
Bravissima.
Sono le due e mezzo or sono le due e mezza. So that's 2:30. We've learned it, well, we know how to say at 4:15. So how would we say it is 4:15?
Sono le 4:15.
Mm-hmm, perfetto. Sono le 4:15.
Okay, that's a tricky one. Sono le 4:15. Now, here we're using sono to say literally they are the 4:15. They are the 3:30 and so on. So it's 3:30. It's 4:15. Sono le 3:30. Sono le 4:15.
I have a question. Can sono mean I am and they are?
Yes, it's like in English when you can use are for you are, they are, we are. Same thing in Italian. We can use sono with io, io sono, I am. But sono, it also means they are. That's why we use it for the time. Literally, they are the 3 hours. Sono le 3.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Prego.
Okay, there's one other thing that we need to think about here, though, because we've said sono le 3:15, sono le 3:30, sono le 5:15, but we haven't learned it's 1 o'clock. Francesca, come si dice? It's 1 o'clock.
Because it's singular, we have to say è with an accent. È luna.
È luna. So it's sono for all the other plural hours, when there's 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours and so on. But when there's just the one, we use è.
È. È luna.
È luna.
And that same è can be used when it's midday or midnight.
Yes, without article. È mezzogiorno. It's midday. È mezzanotte. It's midnight.
È mezzogiorno. È mezzanotte.
Perfetto. So we can now tell the time in Italian. We would normally use the 12-hour clock in Italian when we're talking about normal times. For example, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How would we say it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Di pomeriggio.
So sono le 5:00 p.m.
Sì.
Or it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Di mattina.
So Katie, how would you say it's 4 o'clock in the morning?
Sono le 4:00 a.m.
And if it were 10 o'clock at night?
Sono le 10:00 p.m. Or if you want, you could say sono le 10:00 p.m.
I suppose it just depends if you think 10 o'clock is the evening or
yes.
night.
Yes.
Okay. So we're fine for telling the time. We have learned to talk about departure times and arrival times and indeed opening times and closing times. Lots of information that will help you on a trip to an Italian speaking area. Okay, it's time to change things a little because for a few weeks we've not heard anything from Francesca and her Caffè Culturale. So we're going to go over to Francesca now to find out a little more about one interesting aspect of Italian culture. Allora, Francesca, quando vuoi?
One thing Italy is known for is clothes, I vestiti. So let's talk about this in today's Caffè Culturale. Some of Italy's top fashion houses are now household names thanks to brands such as Dolce & Gabbana, Prada, Gucci and Giorgio Armani. Milano is considered by some as the fashion capital of the world and hosts many high-profile fashion events every year. I've managed to find some interesting facts that perhaps you won't know about these very well-known designers. Numero uno. Although both Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana are Italian, they actually opened their first shop in Tokyo, in Giappone, in 1989. Poi, numero due. Giorgio Armani. Giorgio Armani is 80 years old, but is still very much in the limelight. He hasn't always been a fashion designer, however. Before launching his career in fashion, he studied medicine and was in the army. E l'ultima, numero tre, Gucci. Gucci was working in a hotel as an elevator operator when he met Marilyn Monroe and Frank Sinatra. It was their glamorous lifestyle which inspired him to start up his own business. As well as these famous fashion houses, there are also many other famous Italian brands like Ferrari and Lamborghini, for example. So why don't you post a comment on our Facebook page letting us know about any other Italian brands you like, or if you have any other fun facts, we would love to hear from them.
Grazie mille, Francesca.
Prego, Mark.
Before we go on, I would like to just pick up on one thing here, and that is the pronunciation of some of these very, very famous Italian fashion icons. Because I think sometimes when we use these names when we're speaking in English, we don't use the proper Italian pronunciation. So let's hear them again. First of all, there was the one that spelled G-U-C-C-I.
Gucci.
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 It's a good opportunity for our pronunciation practice here. Uh-huh. What about the other one that's spelled P-R-A-D-A?
Prada.
Prada.
And then the one that's two people's names?
Dolce e Gabbana.
Dolce e Gabbana.
And notice there, the Gabbana has got a double B but a single N. Listen to the pronunciation of Gabbana again.
Gabbana.
Gabbana.
Perfetto. And one last one, and I think this is possibly the one that's pronounced most wrongly, in a sense, by non-Italians, and that would be the person whose second name is Armani.
Giorgio Armani.
Giorgio Armani.
We've got a G-I-O in there, which is not Giorgio or anything like that. It's just straight into Giorgio.
Giorgio. Giorgio Armani.
Giorgio Armani.
Benissimo. That is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Italian. There's always an opportunity to practice our pronunciation and get more used to talking about Italian brands, Italian places, and just in general Italian culture. La cultura italiana. Don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com to find out how to get access to all our bonus materials for Coffee Break Italian, including our video episodes, our extended audio materials, and indeed the bonus notes which explain everything covered in this lesson. coffeebreakitalianplus.com to find out more.
As Francesca has already said, feel free to post a comment about your favourite Italian brand on our Facebook page or on our website at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And you can also find us on Twitter at Learn Italian.
È tutto per oggi. Grazie mille e arrivederci.
Ciao ciao.
Bye bye.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.